From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. BP's committed yet another in a long line of PR gaffes, so says President Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel.
To quote Tony Hayward, he's got his life back, as he would say. And I think we can all conclude that Tony Hayward is not going to have a second career in PR consulting. This has just been a part of a long line of PR gaffes and mistakes.
What Emanuel is referring to on ABC's This Week is BP chief executive Tony Hayward's decision to attend a yacht race in England this weekend while thousands of barrels of oil continue to spill into the Gulf of Mexico. The BP executive has said he wishes the crisis were over so he could have his life back. Oil continues to move eastward along the Florida Panhandle. Florida Public Radio's Tramiel Gomes says Panama City Beach is seeing its first tar balls wash ashore.
It's the farthest east the oil has been reported in Florida. Bay County Emergency Operations Director Mark Bowen shows reporters what they're finding along the beach.
Several of these washed ashore. Local citizens called. First responders went to the scene, found several of these, disposed of them.
Cleanup response teams are picking up the few dozen dime-sized tar balls being washed ashore. The first skimming vessels used to protect sensitive areas are expected to arrive on Monday as local officials brace for more waves of oil. Meanwhile, Florida's beaches remain open. For NPR News, I'm Tramiel Gomes in Panama City Beach.
The UN says in a new report that security in Afghanistan did not improve over the first 4 months of this year. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Helmand Province in Afghanistan that, according to the document, roadside bombings nearly doubled during that time.
The report from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon only covers the first quarter of this year, before many of the additional troops ordered by President Obama had arrived. Still, it paints a disturbing picture. It says roadside bomb attacks were up by more than 94% compared with the same period last year. Suicide attacks occurred at a rate of about 3 per week, with half of them in the southern part of the country. The report also says that insurgents increased their attacks on Afghan government officials, with assassinations rising by 45%. Figures are not yet available for May and June, but U.S. military officials say the number of Taliban attacks could be expected to rise during the summer fighting season. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.
Tens of thousands of people have no power in the Midwest after a batch of deadly tornadoes rolled through the region last night. Tim Petrosky is with Consumers Energy in Michigan.
As of right now, we still have approximately 56,000 customers without power.
At least three people were killed in Minnesota. Parts of Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana are also still in the dark. This is NPR. The International Red Cross is handing out food supplies to thousands of desperate refugees forced to flee their homes because of ethnic violence in Kyrgyzstan. A U.S. envoy wants to see an international team named to look into what caused the deadly violence. The Central Asian nation's interim leader says up to 2,000 people may have died in the fighting. Kyrgyz authorities say supporters of former President Kurmanbek Bakiyev started the trouble by staging riots. Bakiyev was ousted from power in April after facing charges of corruption. Gunmen suspected of being connected to Yemen's branch of al-Qaeda stormed a police building in the southern city of Aden this morning. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Cairo reports officials are saying 10 security men were killed and several detainees escaped.
Police officials said the attack came early this morning at a headquarters building not far from the Aden port. Armed with automatic weapons and rocket-propelled grenades, the gunmen fought their way into the building and managed to escape with several prisoners. Some accounts put the death toll higher. It was the latest in a series of jailbreaks in recent years in Yemen, which is battling al-Qaeda militants as well as a southern secessionist movement and a northern rebellion. In 2006, 23 al-Qaeda prisoners escaped via a tunnel from one prison, and in 2003, this same facility in Aden saw 10 detainees escape. Counterterrorism officials worry that militants being driven out of other countries may be finding a safe haven in Yemen, where the government is weak in many areas outside the capital. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Authorities in Southern California say a 56-year-old man who rode a bike with two guns to a Del Taco restaurant in San Bernardino and shot four people has died. Police say the gunman was the stepfather of one of the victims who also died in the shooting. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.